Hi friends, hi fellow seniors, hi fans, and basically hi everybody. Welcome to my second radio program on the Havoc. My name is Adok of Huji. I'm the main editor of the Huji Disc magazine. And the topic I'm going to talk about today is demos as an art form. What place do demos have in the world of real art? By the way, in the background you can hear music by Bedrail, Seelan, and Memphiria. I hope this will make my show more enjoyable for you. The reason why I chose this topic is that recently it has reappeared in the major scene media. First there were some articles on it in Huji issue 21, then a very good article by Scandor appeared on CFX Web, and finally now there's also a discussion about it on Comsys IBM PC demos. I think the reason why people are debating again whether demos is an art form and what to do to establish it as a real art form like music or literature or movies or painting is that some very good demos have been released in the past years and months. Just to mention a few examples: State of Mind by Bomb, Wonder by Sunflower, Heaven 7 by Exceed, Spot by Exceed, and The Product by Farbrausch. These productions are a pleasure to watch, and they are at a very advanced level technically. It's very hard to create such demos. You need a lot of knowledge, a lot of intelligence, and a lot of expertise to program such things. And therefore I think that demos could also be interested not only to computer freaks but also to a general audience that is interested in art and technology, for example university professors or other people of that level. The topic itself isn't that new actually. I remember some articles in Amiga and PC Disc Max several years ago. They ask whether demos is art, and even whether demos are the art form of the 21st century. I even wrote an article on that topic too, for Huji 11, published in the beginning of 1998. But the topic is a timeless one, because it's still not clear what the demo scene really is like. Basically, there are many people and groups who create demos and intros and show them at parties, and maybe they will win some prizes. But is this everything? What about the audience? Should the audience be limited to other demo makers, to computer freaks? Or should also general people look at demos? And are the people longing for some acknowledgement? I mean, for example, getting into history? Are they trying to produce some historical artifact, actually? Something that will be remembered by the coming generations, like, for example, Shakespeare's poems. There are various opinions on this, but in fact, some people think, yes, this is what we want to achieve. And as said, some demos are really so good that it would be a cultural waste if they got lost, and were not stored in the heart of art science forever. But in order to achieve this, we must establish demos as a real art form comparable to literature, to movies, to painting, or whatever, theater for example. You know what I mean. The demo scene must be open to other people, to a wide audience. The audience has already increased in the course of the years, and I appreciate this development. It's not necessarily that scene that is getting more mainstream, but the mainstream is more scene-ish. It is getting adapted to the demo scene. It is going to acknowledge the demo scene's achievement. And this is good. But in order to establish demos as a special art form its own, we must have a special demo spirit that will unite the whole scene. And this was the topic of the article Skander wrote for CFX Web. First, he analyzed the currently available demos. He proposed four categories: classic demos, graphic demos, then movie demos, and finally, video demos. For example, state of the art or state of mind are typical video demos. And the Fulcrum is a movie demo. Then Skander discusses the advantages and the disadvantages of all these types of demos. And then he finds a synthesis. This is a suggestion, of course, so this is nothing absolute, but this is his personal opinion. He tries to find a synthesis of all of this and add some extra rules what demos should be like in order to make demos an independent art form, not just something like trying to be movies or trying to be music videos. The conclusions he draw are quite controversial, of course. For example, he says that we should restrict ourselves to Commodore 64 or C64 for all the non-German speaking people here, or Amiga 1200. I do not agree with this, because I think that demos reflect modern technology, and that is one of the most important things about this, that demos show off what you can do using the modern technologies, and therefore demos should be using the latest technologies. But this is only my personal opinion. This has to be further discussed. Posting to Comsys IBM PC Demos that started the new discussion about fine art and demos was posted only a few days ago to it by Chip Collier, who calls himself a fine arts major. He writes, quote, "I'm curious what you think the future of the demo scene might be. Fine art of the past has always been made by artisans, basically today's 3D animators and cinematographers and the like. However, when they were a current trend and high-tech industry, you weren't viewed upon as you view them now. They were just another part of life. I've been following the demo scene because I predict it will turn itself into this industry because it's advancing rather nicely, and some of the best looking abstract visual material I've seen that was made with a computer has not come from the powerhouse render farms and workstations of CA departments, but from the demo scene. And then he poses some questions. Including the coders, does anyone else agree with me that demo coding and production is a fine art? Does a team become an artistic entity that is greater than its parts, or is a team a tool or medium for brilliant artists of many backgrounds to come together and make collaborative works of art? Do any of you demo coders and artists respect your work in a fine art sense and treat it as serious intellectual material, both technically and artistically, or do you think of it as some friends making pointless eye candy? Quote off. I think these questions are quite intelligent and important to be answered, because actually they are about the sense of the demo scene. By the way, this music sucks at the moment. Wait a moment. Okay, now it's better again. As said, I like these questions, and the opinions on them, of course, are not uniform, but there are various opinions on them. This is because people have different perceptions on demos, and some of the questions reveal that the people really think of demos only as an exercise or something to make fun, something to have fun together with friends, but not as something really serious. But then again, the question is if these are the same people who also make their good demos. The question is what the leading demo sceners think about their products. And I think they have the perception that they want to make something special comparable to real art. The question, of course, is what is art, but let everybody decide this for himself. And there are also some interesting answers to this. In his answers, the people say that the scene will become more old school again. I hope that it won't become a crawler-only scene again, because crawlers are something that is easy to make, even for 30-year-old people. And something that is neither technically nor visually impressive. So this, in my opinion, shouldn't be what the demo scene is developing to. I think the demo scene should continue developing, embracing the latest technologies, and trying to create demos that express messages and do not only show off the effects. And of course, demos should also try to make more using the technology than games and other products do. This is what I find very important about the business of demos. And of course, perfectionizing and optimizing the algorithms and generally a program code. Research in the area of graphics effects is for science. This is not necessarily what the demo scene has to do, but it has to improve these effects and use them in a good manner. Of course, research is also good, but I do not want to force any demo scene to really do this. Something that is closely related to this fear is also the demo scene contributing to thick graphs. there has been a movement starting from Vincent Scheib over Fion and many other people by now who want to get the Demoscene present at the next SIGGRAPH conference. SIGGRAPH is a very well-known international conference of academics and the industry, etc. So the Demoscene could really get public then among the new target group, the educated people and the art lovers. I think this is something that is going to help the Demoscene. I fully agree with this. But we already see now on the feedback on Fine Demos that demos are also watched by professionals and by academics. So the trend is in fact in this direction. It just has to be supported and we have to continue going this way, I think. Of course I would like you to give me feedback on this program. Please tell me your thoughts. You don't have to do that privately to me, but you can post to a public forum. For example, Comp, Sys, IBM, PC Demos. This would be very good because then other people could get involved in the discussion. And this is what I want. I want discussion and then the results of the discussion, the compromise, should lead to action. So, I hope that you enjoyed this radio program and see you.